Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Well, I can hardly believe it, but this is our 100th podcast. Since we started recording these podcasts last April, we've been able to produce exceptional content for you that I know you're listening to and implementing. A lot has changed in the last 13 or 14 months in our business. We're writing new books, we're serving new customers, we're providing you more videos. A lot has changed in the marketplace. Economies are up, economies are down, some businesses are booming, some businesses aren't, and a lot has changed with selling in the last 12 months. Customers are making decisions more slowly. Customers are relying on our websites for more information before they call us. Sellers are having a harder time getting through to their customers on the telephone. Sellers are having to use more information than ever before and add more value and really bridge the gap between selling and marketing. Going forward, sellers are going to have to be more community-oriented. All sorts of stuff has changed. And my question to you on this 100th broadcast is, what has changed in your business? I really hope that you've been taking to heart the information that we're sharing and the information in the marketplace and the information you might be getting from others, including your leadership and your business owners, the newspaper, and applying it to your business. Because if there's one thing that I notice that is similar between all successful companies versus those that are unsuccessful, is it's that successful companies implement. They look at information, they digest information, and they make quick decisions to implement. They try things first, and then they pass judgment on whether they worked or not. They do not try to make a decision about something, whether it will be successful or failure, without trying it first. In fact, those businesses that go from 0 to 100 the fastest are those that implement quickly and then tweak and integrate it. They don't think twice about it because overthinking can be very dangerous. I know there's always an excuse. You've always got something else going on or something in your way, but by and large, those excuses are internal. The best advice that I can give you on this historic broadcast of the Sales Leader podcast is to implement something. Make a change today. Because as Einstein has always said, the definition of insanity is if you do the same thing over and over again, but expect a different result. As we go forward and record our next 100 broadcasts, I'd love to hear from you. What have you changed and what results have you received? You can always email us at sales@engageselling.com or, of course, leave a comment in this blog post. I'd love to hear from you and share your success with others. Thanks for joining us in this podcast series. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.